This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It was quick but effective. JoJo got it done.
Your treatment's done already?
Yeah. He was rubbing my sartorius.
Yeah, I'm a little desperate for like tidbits of information. I am really trying to pump JoJo Tarantino. He's the director of medical services and information for the San Diego Padres. Works out of the spring training camp in Peoria. We see him every year, fantasy camp, and here he's going through like lab results right now just to make sure everybody's healthy. He said they do their like PSAs, Connor Joe.
Yeah,
you know, catch some testicular cancer early among players. Make sure that everybody's getting enough vitamins and everything. But I'm like asking him, like, is there any? What's the buzz? What's the scoop? What are the people talking about behind the scenes here? And he goes, I don't know. I'm just trying to get my job done. I'm not getting
Stop
anything.
Stop asking me questions.
I'm not
dude.
Getting anything out of anybody here this morning. I'm trying to do the hard hitting interviews for our tier ones and get the real lowdown. Like, you know, not just
the dirt,
the stuff they tell the media, but the stuff that they are really talking about behind the scenes. I'm getting nothing, nothing at all.
Man. I think that there's not a lot to give you because there's not a lot to say other than, you know, kind of the feeling that we had is that everyone seems pretty locked in and focused on business, which is what JoJo just told me, man. These guys they come ready to work every day. And he said, you know, hey, look, this is 22nd spring training, Ben. And he said, I can't always say that. He goes, there have been teams in the past that came in and thought, oh no, we got this. We're not going to have to do much to go out there and win the division. I think we all probably know which team he's talking about. And that team is no more, and a lot of those guys aren't here anymore. And so I think this year the vibe is different. They brought in some veteran leadership. They have some good veteran leadership. And
we saw it was different last year.
Yeah.
It was already different last year.
Way
and they're
different.
Carrying that over this year. So in the absence of any good scoops, maybe we'll talk a little college basketball for a few minutes here. And I wanted to start by once again congratulating the UC San Diego Tritons, who won their 10th game in a row last night, beat Cal State Northridge on the road, which is not an easy game. Cal State Northridge had won 7 in a row in the Big West. They were hot, but UCSD cooled them down 77-71. That was actually the closest game the Tritons have played in more than a month. The first 9 games of the winning streak were all by double digits. This one was only by 6. They are now 25-4 on the season, 15-2 in the Big West, in first place.
Unbelievable.
And projected as a 12 seed, but probably maybe even creeping up into that 11 potentially at-large category for the NCAA tournament. They're a bubble team even if they don't win the Big West tournament. Now they've gotten themselves, and that's good, they've played themselves onto the bubble, which is good news for UCSD. The San Diego State Aztecs have at least temporarily played themselves off the bubble, which is also good news for San Diego State because they've moved from one of the last 4 teams in a lot of the brackets to one of the last 4 byes, or even kind of comfortably in the tournament for most bracketologists, where they're not one of the last eight teams in, which tells me even if they did stumble once in the last three regular season games, it might drop them down back toward the bubble again, but should still be an NCAA tournament team.
Sure.
You know, tomorrow they play at Wyoming, which
altitude
is always worrisome, over 7,000 feet.
Oh, boy.
There's a great story, by the way. So back in the, you know, they played Wyoming for decades, and back in the 80s, Smokey Gaines was one of the legendary coaches at San Diego State. He didn't necessarily believe that much in the intelligence of his own players. And they were asking, someone was asking him about the altitude going to play in Wyoming. And Smokey said, don't worry about that. They pressurize the arena like it's an airplane cabin.
Genius.
So you won't feel it
when you're
in there.
That's absolutely brilliant. And I can totally see college kids. What movie was that? It was Days of Thunder. Remember the movie Days of Thunder?
Yes.
Did you ever see it? Robert
yes.
Duvall, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, race car movie.
So the, you know, Duvall, he's never won a race, so he tells him in the last turn, he goes, listen, take it on the outside. I put on a special set of matched tires. You're going to be fine. It just gave him the confidence. So he does it. He wins the race. They interview me. He's like, it's all because of the special tires he put on. And they're like, What special tires? So he does, it's the same thing as Days of Thunder. That is brilliant, and I think coaches should lie to their players more about things like altitude and whatever. I thought that was brilliant.
They might be getting too smart nowadays because they can just Google that and go.
That's true.
You can't pressurize an entire basketball arena.
You know, like an airplane. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. That is beyond brilliant. Did it work?
I don't know if it works or not.
So good. Guys, don't worry. We have special oxygen tanks. You're going to be fine.
Smokey's also the coach of the legendary quote when one of his better players scored 1 point in a game. He goes, that's one more point than a dead man.
That's true. That is true. And obviously, the big news coming out yesterday, fire away.
So, the Aztecs did just kind of a Thursday media session, and on his own, unprompted, Miles Byrd decided to deliver some news to the assembled media. Here's what Miles Byrd had to say yesterday to Aztecs fans.
I'm ruling out the same thing. If I'm going to come back, no portal for me. If I'm coming back to college, I'm coming back to SJSU.
And so you'll just figure out the other stuff after.
Maybe do pre-draft and stuff with my agency and see where that takes me and stuff. But, you know, right now all I care about is how we finish out this year and where we seed ourselves come March.
All right, so that was Miles Byrd announcing with no equivocation that he will not be entering the transfer portal. He will not be looking for NIL riches from an SEC or a Big Ten school. That if he is returning for college basketball for his junior season next year, he will do so at San Diego State. Now, he did say, you know, he may dip a toe into the draft waters.
Yep.
And, you know, you can do that now and then, you know, pull your name out of the draft, but you can still go through the, you know, the pre-draft camps and the workouts and get some evaluation from pro scouts. And there is talk that there are teams that might be interested in Miles Byrd, maybe like a second-round pick if he wants to do that. But there's also a lot of people who go, yeah, but if he comes back for one more year and has a really good season, he could be a, you know, lottery or at least a first-round pick next year. So there's probably a lot of things pushing Miles Byrd now back to San Diego State for another season next year.
I believe you did hear it here on The Fan first.
We did say that, yeah. But
Aztecs insider, Stephen Woods.
Thank you very much. Just another one. Racking them up.
You did have that news for people a couple weeks ago.
I did.
But if you think about it, and again, in the world of NIL and potential, you know, pro basketball, none of this is guaranteed. But right now, the Aztecs are trending to have Miles Byrd back.
Oh,
he is trying to,
Benny.
He's trying to encourage other guys to come back. But Nick Boyd, who's a senior but has one more year of eligibility, is also expected to return next year.
Run it back.
Reese Waters is applying for a medical red shirt and is expected to be back next year for San Diego State. He was the only preseason all-conference player they had this year. He didn't play a single game. Then you got Magoon Gwath, who's injured right now. He will also probably at least be talking in pro circles. But, if he comes back, then you've got the freshman, Farrell Compton, Taj DeGorville with more experience, Miles Heide, who is I'd say the most improved player from the start to the end of the season has been Miles Heide. His rebounding and offensive rebounding has been fantastic. He could be back.
My guess is you're not keeping all of those guys, though.
And then you can add the freshman redshirt, Thokbor Majak, the seven-footer, who is there as well. I mean, if you did get all of those guys back, that could be a scary good college basketball team
next
year.
That's a preseason top 25,
maybe top 15. Yeah, I mean, certainly, I don't know, San Diego State, so we'll see what the national media has to say. It doesn't really matter. To me, that's definitely a team that would have at least baseline Sweet 16 aspirations.
Wow, yeah.
And then,
that'd be sick.
If things go right like they did a couple of years ago, who knows if another run to the Final Four could be possible. But this season is not over yet, and it's not like they can't still do something special this year as well. They are trending toward the NCAA tournament. Again, kind of a dangerous game, obviously. Remember Wyoming when they came to Viejas? That was one of the games that the Aztecs struggled to put away Wyoming for a very long time until they finally went on one of those. I don't remember if it was the 18-0 run or the 17-0 run or the 20-0 run or whatever it was that they needed to come back and win that game. That's going to be a lot harder to do in the altitude of Wyoming if you let yourself fall way behind. So
not in a pressurized arena.
That's
it won't
good point.
Be. Yeah. It will not be difficult at all in a pressurized arena.
So dangerous game, but ultimately the Aztecs are playing better. Even without Magoon Gua, played one of their best games of the season in their last game in that win over New Mexico.
And expecting him back in Wyoming or no? No.
No, he's going to be out at least one more game. Probably the rest of the regular season, which is next week as well. And then you could think about him coming back for the Mountain West tournament. Maybe if that last game against Nevada next Saturday would be the home finale and the last game of the regular season. But, Brian Dutcher is not going to rush him back. He always has the health, the well-being of his players is more important to him than even winning basketball games.
Sure.
And he can do that. He's Dutch. Got plenty of job security. He can have this job if he wants for the rest of his life, just like Steve Fisher could choose when he wanted to go. Brian Dutcher's got a contract extension, can do what he wants, and he's going to put his players first, which is why he gets good players
That's right.
in the first place. He gives them freedom. If they play defense, he gives them freedom elsewhere to become the best version of basketball players that they can become. Why he's a very beloved college basketball coach.
And some other big news on the Mesa, Benny. You saw this.
Did.
My world's colliding.
Don't know what it means.
Intersecting. But nor do I. Nor do I at all. But San Diego State is hiring Notre Dame Director of Recruiting Caleb Davis as its next general manager. A source tells On3 Sports. So,
there's a picture of him with Marcus Freeman there, right?
That's not Marcus Freeman.
Oh, that isn't?
No, that's not Marcus
Freeman. I'm getting a lot of
glare.
So. Yeah.
But that is Caleb Davis.
That's him with the glasses.
With the glasses.
Okay.
Yep. And I got to tell you, I could talk about Caleb Davis all day. All day long. I'm joking. I've never even heard of him. So all I know is I saw the headline and I went, wait, what? What? But, got to imagine big promotion.
Yeah, this is running a press as opposed to running in court, running recruiting. He's now running the whole program.
The whole program.
And I don't know how that works. Is the GM under the head coach?
Yeah,
or?
I was going to ask.
Am I insane, or did the college GM team,
is this brand new? This is a brand new position. In the world of NIL, hiring a general manager is now a new thing in college sports.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of teams doing it the last 2 or 3 years.
Well,
San Diego State's joining the party.
Notre Dame lost theirs to USC, and he was a really big get for USC. They gave him a ton of dough.
I would think the head coach is still kind of the top of the food chain, and then the GM's kind of under the head coach. But
the head coach typically would do everything that the GMs are now
doing.
Yes,
it's taking some of the work off the plate of the head coach. Well, there's just much more work to do in NIL, so this is a guy who's going to be, and if you had the experience at Notre Dame to be recruiting players that were good enough to make it to a national championship game and help that, figure he's doing something right.
No doubt.
I do think, in professional sports, take the Padres, for example. There are calls that are Mike Schilt's, and there are calls that are A.J. Preller's. There are calls that they kind of work together on. But ultimately, I think if A.J. Preller has a direction he wants to go.
That's what he does.
He doesn't have to ask permission.
Right.
At least from the coaching staff. Whereas in collegiate sports, kind of probably the opposite.
No, yeah, I think it's a good get for the Aztecs because of the tutelage of Marcus Freeman, it trickles down, and you know, and hopefully he can help land them some good recruits, because that's, they desperately need it. You know, there needs to be more of a fervor for SDSU football, because watching it last year and really in the last few years, Benny, has been, it's been a very, very tough watch.
And to Paulie's point about like the Padres structure, we even got a little bit of honesty from Ruben Niebla when he sat down this week. I asked him, you know, how do you decide on that fifth starter? And he kind of said, well, you know, we'll all talk, and then AJ, you know, he'll have his opinion too. And if AJ has a strong feeling about something, you know, that's kind of the way that they go. Now AJ is as collaborative, I think, as right. it gets when it comes to GMs, but ultimately he's going to set the direction of the organization.
Who's the general manager of this show?
Ooh. That would be you.
Who's the manager?
That would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paulie, what are you?
I don't know.
He's the vice president of radio operations.
That's true. You are definitely VP. Yeah. You did get the presidential
suite.
Which
in some ways
week,
is above, you know, both of us.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
Paulie does ultimately have the he does push the buttons. If he is tired of your BS, he can yeah. literally just turn
yeah,
your mic
off. Making you guys look really yeah. ugly in That's all our graphics. And
what do you mean start to make me look ugly in graphics? Are you kidding? Jeez.
All right, let's take
Change
a time
your
out.
Audio levels.
Yeah, we'll come back. Don't do this. Well, we took a couple of days off with all the stuff. We got some time today. How about a very public confrontation between NFL insiders in the line at Starbucks? What was that all about?
And I've got a beautiful, beautiful do this story on a Friday.
All that after a check of traffic with Kelly on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking? Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got our interview with Nick Pivetta coming up at the bottom of the hour. First, though, Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com. This is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Why are you looking at me like that?
I see what you did there. Very clever.
I actually didn't do it. Adam did it. And then there was like a series of 9 emails to try to make that one word happen. With this, is a lot more affordable than you think. Don't do this.
That was an Adam idea.
That was an Adam idea.
That caused like a long
email chain.
Email
yes.
chain and like yeah, a and
yesterday.
Like a and like a fire and a, like a an phone unnecessary
call,
fire
a phone
storm.
Call, several emails, some work orders being put into the system.
Hey,
just to add one word there. Does everyone think it was worth it? Don't. Do this.
Again, that was an Adam Klug idea.
Yeah.
Just so.
Yeah.
Again, that caused a fire, an unnecessary firestorm of emails
I
and stuff.
Call it a fire. It was a flurry.
Blank.
Say a fire
yourself.
I'm going to call it a flurry of emails, not a firestorm, just a flurry.
Mind your business. I swear to God. Holy cow. All right, well, this is the story that got us on Howard Stern, so I'm just going to pound it into the ground, I guess. The new statement from Ravens kicker Justin Tucker.
Oh, God.
He is still denying the allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior from 17, massage therapist in the Baltimore area, but for the first time he has also issued an apology. This is kind of odd.
Wait, an apology for what? If he's denying
correct.
That he's doing it.
So it says, I maintain I did not act inappropriately at any point, before, during, or after a professional bodywork treatment session. Nor have I ever been told I am unwelcome at any massage therapy provider. These claims are simply not true. It devastates me to know that anyone I have worked with would not have felt respected and valued as a professional, but more importantly as a person. And to anyone who has felt otherwise, I am sorry.
It's tough to go with both righteous indignation and sincere regret at the same time.
That's really the don't do this. I mean, if you're, it's a poor. I learned this recently in a few years ago. I work on my apologies. We've talked about this before. Of like, hey, I'm sorry that offended you. That's not really the right.
You either have to acknowledge that you did something wrong
and where
you truly have remorse for what you did
correct.
And then apologize, and then the person can choose to forgive you or not forgive you. Or if you truly believe you didn't do anything wrong and you're being unjustly accused, then stick with your righteous indignation and go,
yeah.
Hey, I am eager for all the facts to come out of this because I am confident that they will show that I did nothing wrong and I have nothing to apologize
it's
for.
It's pretty crazy, too.
17 times. I have nothing to apologize
17.
For.
17. I was thinking about this. I get body work done. I get body work done every Friday.
At my, 17 different places?
One
really?
Place. My man Chris does it. He is a wizard. And he's got. And I was laying there the other day and he was grinding into my quads. And I looked up and I saw what would be very valuable to have, a camera. And I thought to myself, that's what you need. You have, like, to protect everyone involved, that should be standard.
Is that also, though, an invasion of privacy to the customer, where they're being filmed while they are
they don't take
in a vulnerable
they don't. You're not vulnerable.
Position.
I don't take my clothes off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
a lot of masseuse
yeah.
places, you know, spas.
That's true. I guess you couldn't videotape it. That
right.
would be creepy.
That would be creepy.
Some people could use it to be creepy when, in
right.
fact, you're just trying
right.
to protect everybody involved.
Yeah, it's tough. There's definitely a gray, tough area.
Bro,
there.
Like, and this is extreme, like, devil's advocate. If it was one accusation, maybe It's possible
that
something happened.
It was misconstrued.
It was an accident. It was an awkward encounter, whatever. 17 women? 17 therapists?
Keep in mind, the NFL is investigating. And while we all like to jump to conclusions one way or another, there are people who are so eager to exonerate Justin Tucker, and there are people who are eager to condemn them. When you get security professionals, and they will interview a lot of these women, I guarantee you, they will quickly figure out whether the stories are a bunch of made up, whatever, and people are trying to, you know, cash in, or if there are legitimate complaints, if there are consistencies with everybody's story.
Yeah.
There's not 17 women didn't get together in some chat room and decide, okay, let's get everything absolutely straight, make up some giant smear campaign against Justin Tucker, you know, 6 years later, because what? What are you going to get out of that? You know, I can see where you think maybe we'll sue him and get some money out of this, but the investigation, I think, will determine quite a bit. It's telling that the Baltimore Ravens are coming out with statements. Their GM, this is really concerning. They don't seem to be going, you know, full force in support of Justin Tucker.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, story number two, also from the NFL, where the NFL Combine getting underway in Indianapolis, the NFL media gathering at various hotels, including the JW Marriott, where two NFL insiders had a encounter earlier this week. It was NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz. They were in line at the same Starbucks inside the hotel when Schultz reportedly verbally accosted Rappaport. According to Pro Football Talk, Schultz approached Rappaport in line and said, "We need to talk." When Rappaport declined, Schultz allegedly responded, "If you have anything to say to me, say it to my bleeping face." The incident was reported to NFL security. Obviously, it was an awkward situation for the other customers in the Starbucks. No word on disciplinary action or what precipitated the disagreement
or the argument.
I mean, did someone steal someone's scoop or take credit for a story, or is there something deeper between these two guys? What's going on? But a very unusual and odd story that adds a little spice to what I think is normally an extremely dull event, and that's the NFL Combine.
I was at Better Buzz one time, and from behind me I heard, "You've got a problem." And I said, "Oh, what? What?" And I just heard again, "You've got a problem." And I said, "Oh, okay. Sorry, Saw. I didn't mean to get in your face, bud." Right? You ever been accosted by another member of the media other than me?
I don't think so.
Verbally abused by any other member of the media but me?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's
well,
good.
I mean, you know, we used to have the meetings at the old station, but
yeah, that was more assault every day.
Boss.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
Daily whipping.
Daily whipping every single
day. Finally, a little doo-doo this, Frank.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
Well, it sounds good. We've missed it a couple days.
Yeah, it feels good to be back in the groove a little bit. Man, this is such a sweet story. I've heard nothing but great things about Jake Berger, who now plays for the Texas Rangers.
That's right. Was a Marlin, now a Ranger.
Skip absolutely loved him. Said he was just a
I didn't even think about action.
They got him over at the deadline and came in and he, you know, hit some big home runs for them and helped lead them to the playoffs and heard nothing but great things about Jake Berger. This moved me almost to tears. But he spent the previous 3 days of spring training before yesterday inside of the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, which is about 1,700 miles from the Texas Rangers complex, where his 4-month-old daughter Penelope underwent open heart surgery. The surgery, which happened on Monday, Ben, was a success. He absolutely was given the get back to spring training. You know, you're trying to make a ball club. And so he flies back to Arizona, played in his first Cactus League game since Sunday, hit his first home run as a Texas Ranger with her bracelet, her hospital bracelet on his wrist. And I just thought, man, what a beautiful story. And he says, "You got to have faith in something when you're sitting in the waiting room. My faith in God, my faith in my family grew exponentially. Blessed and grateful to have Penelope on the mend and ready to come for some Ranger baseball." I mean, you know, you think about your own kids, obviously, and you think about an open heart surgery for a 4-month-old. It's just incredible. An incredible, incredible story. I'm so glad she's okay. And what a cool moment for Jake when he comes back in his first AB.
And we're just about 4 miles from the facility. Did anyone call Skip? Is he here?
I don't think he's here.
We didn't even check and see if he was here. Is he gonna be mad if we didn't hang out with him at all, do you think?
I'm sure he's probably pretty relieved.
That's probably true. And that's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, we will have our first Padres guest of the day, Nick Pivetta, new starting pitcher for the team. Conversation that we had yesterday, but it's good to get to know Nick. Tier 1s, you will get to know him as well when we come back with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. All right, coming up, if you are not watching us on our YouTube stream but have the ability to get there, I do recommend you do so, because after our Nick Pivetta interview, which you can also see Nick, that's always a little treat to actually see the interview, not just listen, but the Padres have gently encouraged us to share with our audience some of their promotional items for the 2025 season. We got a whole box of them here, so we'll be doing a little modeling, which always goes a little bit better if you have the visual component to it. So we'll try to describe it if you're in your car and you can't YouTube us. But if you can, you will have a chance to see some of the new promotional items for the San Diego Padres for 2025. We are not at all being forced to do this at gunpoint.
It's a good day to do it.
It is a good day to do it.
Good
for
day.
Sure.
Now, again, I can't make off with a couple of these things, right? Is that to...
As far as you know, no, you can't.
You want me to steal some? And
I
then
think
get
it's their only ones. They're still in production for the rest of the season. It's not like they have boxes.
So you're
boxes
telling me that they produced
this is the one
each?
This is the.
I'm not.
What do they
it.
Call it? The. It's the tester.
The sample.
The sample. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original sample. So if you take that, they don't have any more here.
But then it would be the first.
True, you have the first, the only.
The only.
It's, they might need that to reproduce the rest of them.
It's like the Paul Skeens. Yeah. I could trade it back for 30 years of season tickets to the Padres.
All right, let's get to Nick Pivetta, though. The Padres starting pitcher sat down with us after our show yesterday. Really good conversation with the newest member of the team. That's coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we're joined right now by one of the newest members of the San Diego Padres. Starting pitcher Nick Pivetta is on with Ben Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Nick, welcome to the Padres. Welcome to the flagship radio station. It's great to meet you. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Just settling in for the first week, but happy to be here. It's nice Arizona spring training weather, so can't complain.
Yeah, so you were in Florida before with the Red Sox. What are your main differences? Other than the excruciatingly long drive times in Florida, how much nicer is it to be here in Arizona?
Well, I don't want to start off with a lie. I actually really prefer Florida spring training.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the only one.
No, I know. I like
but that's
I like
what you're
sweat.
Used to.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing since I started my career.
This is dry.
It's what I like. It's very dry here.
It's so dry.
Not a lot of birds, not a lot of trees, not a lot of water, but... I grew up on an island on the west coast of Canada, so I'm just used to ocean, so I just prefer it.
But I got it. San Diego's going to be great
Diego's
for you.
San Diego's going to be perfect.
100%.
So what do you know about the San Diego Padres? I mean, you're playing for the Boston Red Sox, other side of the country, rarely. In interleague play, you'll meet them every once in a while. But what did you know about the San Diego Padres before signing with them in free agency a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot. I did spend some time there intermediately with the Phillies when we would come into town, and then I was able to come out, I think, 2 years ago with the Red Sox. So I haven't been able to spend a lot of time there. I did spend an offseason in L.A., so I'm a little more familiar with that. But, you know, I know the city's a vibrant city. You know, the fan base is very much grown over the years, and they're a very passionate group, along with, you know, the passionate group of baseball players we have here and the guys. You know, but it's just a city that has the desire to win. It just excites me.
You know, and the funny thing is I grew up, spent some time in Connecticut. Got, you know, saw the Yankees Red Sox rivalry, which was a really good one. That rivalry is fizzled a little bit. I mean, compared to what it used to be, the one that has been brewing here between the Dodgers and the Padres has been pretty electric, and it reminds me of back in those days when you were pitching with the Red Sox. That kind of feeling when you played the Yankees, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting. You know, pitching in Yankee Stadium is actually one of my more favorite places to pitch. I think there's a lot of intensity, a lot of excitement. And, you know, I think it mirrors the same intensity, excitement that we have here against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So I thrive in those moments. I look forward to those moments. And, you know, it's just what baseball is all about.
We've heard that about you. I mean, that was we've talked to a couple people that covered you in Boston as well and said, man, the guy is start day for Nick Pivetta. What is that like? Walk us through a start day for you. I mean, you know, day before, a little different, day after, certainly a little different. But day of start, what is that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, if you know, I think the wheels don't really start turning until about 5:30. You know, I'm pretty relaxed. I like to go out, shag BP, hang out with the guys. I don't like to sit around and not talk, you know, but given the time around 5:36, you know, I start to lock in a little bit more, you know, I have my prep routine that I follow, you know, and then it's just go out there and just pitch until I get the ball taken out of my hand. You know, I think it's just, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be able to be in the big leagues, to be able to play for many teams as I have and to be where I am today. So I think I just try to leave everything out there as I possibly can and, you know, just have fun and go out there and attack.
All right, that's good to know because, you know, I've been covering baseball for 20-plus years, and when I was getting started, I was warned sometimes, don't even look at the starting pitcher on the day that there was no eye contact whatsoever. Sounds like you're not quite that insane about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably is like the wind, you know, some days, you know, it might hit me a little bit different. I might wake up in a different mood, but for the most part, I'm pretty easygoing up until like I got to get locked in. But other days, you know, there might be days where you don't want to be around me, and that's totally okay. I just have one job to do.
So we heard that they were doing it. They did it. You were a part of it. The Netflix documentary that's going to be coming out on Netflix. I'm not sure when it drops. I'm excited to see it. It's something that, like, I'm a very average golfer, but I really like the full swing that they put together. They've done a good job with the NFL too. What was that like being a part of that experience, and what are we going to expect to see from that? I mean, you probably haven't seen the final cut yet.
Yeah,
but what's it going to look like?
I don't know how much you're going to see of me. I was the union rep for the team over there, and so I was very engaged with kind of just communicating back and forth with the team. First thing I say is, like, it's going to be very exciting. Hopefully the product is really good. Yeah. I know Greg, the director, he was very passionate about this. The team that was there were really good, and they're really respectful of us at the same time. There's a lot of engagement with a lot of players, and hopefully just it gives a good perspective of what it's like to go through 162. I think that was kind of the end goal and range of, like, what it's really like to have to do this every single day, show up to the field, the same things going on, and then along with the travel, et cetera. You also get to meet a lot of really good personalities on and off the field, which I think is going to be really important. So hopefully the product is good, and I look forward to it coming out as well. I think it's good for the game. You know, there's so much online media, YouTube, all of these more intimate settings.
Yeah.
And I think it just brings a more intimate setting into the game, and you get to really know these players on their year and the things that they have to deal with as they move forward. It kind of, you know, one thing that I really liked was the back in the 24/7 NHL series. Mm-hmm. I think it was on HBO at the time, and then seeing the full swing. So I think those things are more in the line with our game. And I think it's up to us players to kind of be able to come up in those moments and do those things.
And baseball has been a sport traditionally that it has kind of been harder to get inside, you know, and I don't know where that came from or why, but I do love – we all love access. I mean, the more access we can get, there's also a part of it's like some mystery is always good too. You know, maybe I don't need to know as much as I know about certain players or whatever, but if done the right way, baseball is such that game that allows it. That's why you saw, you know, Mookie Betts doing a podcast, and I mean, they went out and won the World Series, and of course he had Dodger fans complaining all year long that he was doing a podcast in the middle of the season, but – that's Mookie Betts. Like, I think that there's a way to do it and a way not to. And I'm excited to see it, man. I think it's a good idea, and it lets us all understand a little bit more about the great game.
Yeah, I think there's so much media nowadays too that it's not a distraction. It can't be a distraction because honestly, fans want to see more baseball. They want to see more content. They want to see more things that involve more than just the baseball game.
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't think it's almost like it's a new experience. That's not gonna, if anything, a guy doing those types of things, it's almost like, oh wow, he's doing this, he's giving more fan experience,
right,
more online media, and he's going out and producing in the field and doing all these things. That's amazing.
There's a stoicism that's come with baseball. There really has been. I mean, and you see that through the years, and I like more personality, and I like seeing pitchers with personality on the mound. Hitters like to show a lot of personality. When you throw a ball and you leave one up and somebody hits it 450 feet and he stares at it and celebrates it, back in the day, that probably pissed you off, right? And that's kind of how a lot of people were brought up through the game. Now I think there's a greater understanding. It's like, well, if you get me, I'm going to get you back, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an earful walking off the mound too. Everything, all that's good with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game's evolving. I mean, do I like giving up home runs
No.
and watching guys pimp them? Absolutely
No.
not. Does it still get me upset? No, but Being a pitcher that has hitting is extremely hard. It is not easy to do. And, you know, sometimes, a hitter's going to get you and it's going to happen. And it can be during a big moment. You know, I like to see it more when it's a bigger moment, when it means something.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Obviously, there's lots of personalities in game and people can be people and they can do what they want. But I'll just try not to give up so many home runs.
There you go. That's what they always say.
We're talking to new Padres pitcher Nick Pivetta. And Nick, you mentioned being the player rep, which I think is fascinating. Obviously, there's always going to be some differences of opinion, players and owners, things to bargain over. I think the fans are also an important part of the game as well. From your perspective, what are the biggest issues in baseball that you want to see addressed, you know, as we come up, unfortunately, on another probably CBA, talks in a couple of years?
Yeah, as a good CBA rep or a player rep, I'm not going to go into exactly what we're kind of looking for right now. I know that we're working through those types of plans. We're kind of divulging what we kind of want to make our main priorities. I don't think I can give you a straightforward answer on that right now.
But it is being talked about.
We're still some time out, so I think there's still some conversations that we're figuring out and kind of coming up with a decent game plan to kind of attack these main. But also, at the same time, I think we want to work with the league and work with them and make sure that we're exchanging proposals as often as possible so that we can get this done and we don't have another work stoppage or anything like that like happened in 21.
Well, selfishly, the lack of content murdered us. And I keep looking down the road going, my contract is up. I don't know if I'll re-sign if there's another work stoppage because, I mean, yeah, you run out of stuff to talk about. So you grew up in Canada, right? No hockey, play hockey?
No, I like hockey obviously, but, I like to watch hockey. I never played. I've always played baseball and baseball has been my number one thing since I was younger.
How does that happen in Canada?
So I grew up in an island, so the climate's rather mild. We don't get as much snow, so I can play full winter ball, take about a month off, work out, you know, indoor training from December to February. And usually by February, we're back outside.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right, last thing for me. You come to the Padres. Obviously, there's some good starting pitchers here already. Guys, you throw hard. You got you, who's a crafty veteran. What has struck you already about some of your new teammates in the Padres starting rotation?
Yeah, I think it's a really cohesive group. I think the communication with everybody is really strong. Obviously, I'm just getting to know the group of guys and watching throw. I got to watch you throw a bullpen today, and I think he just continues to defy everything that is to be a pitcher. He looked absolutely extraordinary today. So I kind of just look forward to watching these guys, see how they go about their business, and then opening and engaging more conversations as the season kind of unfolds. But you know, you got Dylan and you got Michael. You have Hart that signed on as well. And then I actually watched Vasquez throw today too as well. You know, I think there's a really good group of pitchers. You know, I think Cease and King, you know, are very, very good pitchers that have done it and have continued to do it. So those guys are really important for this thing. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm a part of this group and I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, man. It was a big surprise. I mean, it really was. We talked about it on the air and we kind of hoped that it would happen. And just getting that text on that Tuesday night was like, wait, we did what? And to go out and watch you throw yesterday and battle one of the best hitters in baseball was a lot of fun. You and Toddy going at it pretty good, and you got him, and he got you, and that's the way baseball goes.
Trevor Hoffman did say that homer was definitely wind aid.
He did, by the way. Hoffman was
on the pitcher's side.
That's wind aid.
Because that was wind aid.
That's nice. He's on my side. I appreciate that.
100%. Yeah. Anytime you can get Hoffman on your side, that's where you want to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
pleasure to meet you. Look forward to watching you pitch.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Take care, okay?
The magic of YouTube. We are back live now, and since we have gone, we have decked out our table with some of the promotional giveaways for the Padres for the 2025 season. First, though, thanks to Nick Pivetta for sitting down with us, getting to know him a little bit better. Looking forward to seeing him on the mound for the San Diego Padres coming up in this spring and this season, Woodsy.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Netflix special as well.
Yes.
I can't wait, man. I've been wanting something like this for the game of baseball for so long. As I mentioned in the interview, baseball is such a traditionally guarded and stoic sport. I do love the personalities coming out a lot, and I can't wait for this.
All right, you got a couple minutes here. Let's. I've got the list of some of the promotional items. Give me your 5-second review of each item. All right, opening series hat, Padres Braves, March 28th.
It looks like a Hats by Hannah original.
All right. Jackson Merrill bobblehead, March 31st against the Guardians. That'll be a big one. Monday, April 14th, the Aloha shirt in front of Paulie there, the Padres Aloha shirt.
Okay.
Then we've got Tuesday, April 29th for the Giants, the Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead.
So
another big one.
Rad.
The reversible retro bucket hat. I have it on the brown and gold, but you flip it, it's the 90s Padres pinstripe blue and orange on the other side against the Angels on May
14th. You couldn't look cooler if you tried.
I thought so. Yeah. Not picture, the military hoodie. City Connect sunglasses.
It's over here, military hoodie, yeah.
City Connect sunglasses on June 22nd against the Royals.
You look amazing.
Fernando Tatis Jr. bat flip bobblehead on June 23rd against the Nationals. City Connect straw hat right in front of me, July 9th against the Diamondbacks. That's a sandless beach towel that it's resting on, which is good because I don't want the sand to come with my beach towel. I like them when they're sandless to begin with.
All the time that you spend at the beach.
Not much. July 29th against the Mets. Padres pillowcase. August 3rd against the Cardinals. Michael King bobblehead. We don't have that one yet. He's got a robe, like a cape, like a king's
cape, like a king's,
a king's
robe.
Crown.
Look right at that camera and smile.
Hi.
Thank you.
August 20th against the Giants, the Manny Machado basketball jersey.
So rad.
That was cool. City Connect.
Stealing.
Dylan Cease, no-hitter bobblehead on September 10th. Beaded necklace, SD beaded necklace, September 14th. And the Luis Arraez La Regadera bobblehead, September 22nd against
so
the Brewers.
That's so much
schedule.
Good stuff.
We will come back. Second half, Ben Woods next here on 97.3 The Fan.